Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Gary Greenberg. And Gary was instrumental in getting the Child Victims Act passed. He spent numerous years and a lot of his own money to get this done, and it was done on Valentine's Day. So, Gary, tell us how you felt when it was signed.
Good morning, Cynthia, to you and your listeners. I was very excited and happy that the governor signed the bill on Valentine's Day, and I was there. I was able to witness it. So it was a very emotional moment and a fulfilling moment that finally, after so many years and so much disappointment, that we were finally able to achieve a victory.
So how many years did you work on this?
Well, at least 20 years, I would say. I've been trying to get the laws changed here in New York, the statute of limitation, and particularly the last 3 years, I really involved my day-to-day life into seeing that the laws were changed, including forming my Fighting for Children PAC, Protect New York Kids. And so it's been 3.5 years, I would say, every day that, I made this my life to see that the Child Victims Act would pass in New York.
So, for people who really don't know anything about this law, what will it do for people who have been abused by, if it's clergy, if it's Boy Scouts, any number of institutions? What will this law do to change what was there before?
Well, it'll give them justice and accountability, because there's a one-year look back. There's a six-month period starting from when the governor signed the bill on February 14th that prior victims, anyone in the state who was ever abused in the state, either by a public, private institution, a family member, can go into a civil court. They'll have 6 months to get a lawyer or proceed on. And then from when the 6 month is over on August 14th, 2019, they'll have a year from that date to August 14th, 2020, to file a claim. And so if you've been abused in New York State in the past, whenever, doesn't make a difference, you should contact a lawyer and learn your rights. You have rights under this Act, Child Victims Act, to pursue a case, a civil case only, not a criminal, but a civil case against your perpetrator and or if an institution or enabler was involved.
So what's the difference between civil and criminal?
Well, the criminal aspect, by the Constitution, you cannot go back. So in the prior victims, you can't go back and bring criminal charges against them. You can proceed in a civil court. So that's why the look back was so important to prior victims, because it allows them to go into a civil court and, that you can hold predators accountable. It becomes a public record. It's like a regular proceeding. You go into Supreme Court civilly, sue the person, and grand jury, a judge. It's no different than if you were going to bring a civil case against someone today. So this will give an opportunity to get these past predators who have been abusing into a court and hold them accountable. And hopefully, as in other states, new victims come forward, and then criminal charges can be brought against them. We can get them off the streets. We can get them on lists. And so we can get the average predator has between 100 and 150 victims. So a lot of these predators, because of the poor statute of limitations law in New York State, have been able to stay on the streets. So the civil aspect is important in that respect. Now, in the criminal is for the future. So anyone that is the statute changed on when the governor signed the law on the 14th. So from now on, the statute is on criminal is raised to 28 on felony and misdemeanor age 25. And then civilly in the future, you have until 55 to bring a lawsuit.
So if, let's say, I was molested as a child, what's the time frame for me to get justice?
Well, you would have until age 20. If today you were abused, then you would have until age 28 to criminally bring charges. And then age 55 to civilly take the predator or, you know, enabler, whatever, whoever was involved, you felt, into a civil court. So they went up, you know, the criminal didn't go up as much as I would have liked, so we'll continue to work with the legislature and work with the governor to raise those criminal statutes, because 28 isn't satisfactory, because an average victim doesn't come forward to 50, so they're still low, and we'll work on that to continue to get those raised. But advocates thought this was a good first step, because we've been fighting so long and so hard that we felt it important to send a message out to victims that the New York State cared about you and there was hope for you. And send a message to predators, and the bill really does that. You know, their days of abusing in the state are over with. New York has toughened up their laws, and it'll be much better off for victims to get justice and get these predators off the streets.
So, you worked so hard over the years, and we've been talking about this for quite a while. So you've got what you say is the beginning. What are you going to work on to make this law better?
Well, like I said, the statute of limitations, I feel, can be made better, certainly. I would like to see no statutes on the criminal and the civil for future cases. It's a heinous crime when someone abuses a child, and so I feel that because of the impact that has on the child, that we don't know, like I said, the average age is 50, so we have to have give that victim, whenever they're ready to come forward, an opportunity. And so I feel there should be no statute of limitations on the on criminal and civilly, and the look back, I'm not convinced that it's going to actually help every victim in a state, because we discussed before, if you're a victim and you're where like 90% of the victims in a state are abused by a individual, a family member, a stranger, in a lot of these cases are in the rural and inner city areas where, the person doesn't have a lot of wealth, or is dead, so all these victims will not have an opportunity to go into civil court, because you need a lawyer to go into civil court, and of course a lawyer, due to the fact that it's very expensive to do depositions and subpoena records and these type of legal maneuvers that, you have to prove a case. I believe there should be a fund set up, a victims assistance fund, much like there is today for current crime victims, that these victims that do not want to go to court or cannot go to court will have an opportunity to go and submit a claim. They have to prove, much like they would in court, that the abuse took place, but there would be a fund, and that fund would help them with therapy and their life to get it back together. So I would like to see that in the future happen.
The State Senate dragged its feet for years and wouldn't see this bill come to light. And when it was voted upon, it was unanimous. When you realize that the state senators who held this up for so long voted for it, did that make you happy, angry? What was your feeling about the legislators who held it up, who voted for it?
Well, I wasn't surprised because, you know, as my Fighting for Children PAC team, Connie Altamirano and others, New York Progressive Action Network and Eleanor's Legacy, is, you know, we had these rallies across the state and 16 rallies for 23 candidates. And, you know, when we went into some of the Republican districts, like Betty Little or LaValle down in Long Island, Funky in Syracuse, you know, when we went in there, the day that we went in to hold these rallies, they issued press releases after years of obstructing it, saying, we now support, I support Richard Funke, said, the Child Victims Act with a look back. So I wasn't surprised because the ones that, the Republicans that had, the five of them there was, that actually came out and changed their view during the election won, and the rest that were against it or weren't, you know, they didn't win. So, you know, it really didn't surprise me that when it came to the floor, every senator in that on that floor voted for it. We always said that would happen. It was really a minority in the Republican Party led by Flanagan and DeFrancisco and John Bonacek, who had stopped this bill for years and years because, you know, they were the leaders of the Republican state Senate at the time. Uh-huh. And it was more important for them, you know, to get the conservative party line and to, you know, take money from insurance companies and to win elections in the church and the other enablers that have enabled child abuse to go on so long in the state. So, no, I wasn't surprised and I was happy that the Republicans did step up and support it.
Were you surprised that Felder voted for it?
A little bit, yeah, that was the real surprise, yes. But, you know, who wants to be the only vote to vote against children? So, you know, he was going
right.
to he probably realized he was going to be the only vote if he voted no. So I think in the end he made a wise move.
So you think that right before the vote, Sipka Felder knew that all of the Republicans who held it up for so long were going to vote for it?
Yes.
Really?
Wow. Well, I think the Republicans, because of the election, you know, that, you know, they got beat and they got beat bad. And this, the Child Victims Act was one of the major issues that decided how the voters came in to vote for their state senator. And the Republicans got the message, you know, they were thrown out of power because they obstructed the Child Victims Act and other laws for years. And so, you know, they got the message loud and clear, and a lot of the success of that took place of the Child Victims Act is owed to the voters of the state who came out in their individual districts and supported candidates who supported the Child Victims Act. And, you know, big thank you is owed to these voters.
So now that that's passed, and now that you said you wanted to enhance the legislation. Besides that, what's on the agenda for Gary Greenberg?
Well, I'd like to also see education for children. We don't have that in the state. We're one of the few states that don't, that actually go in and have curriculum in an elementary school. It's where teachers, you know, will be trained and they teach children, you know, good touch, bad touch. You know, it's okay to report.
Uh-huh.
It's okay to report to your teacher. It's okay to report, you know, to a person in authority that you've been abused, because in a lot of cases the predator will tell the child, you know, we'll kill your parents, as in my case, and or we'll you know, I'll come and kill you, family. So it's very important that we get education in schools, make it mandatory that kids are taught this, and that'll help reduce child abuse, I think. If we can get, you know, kids unfortunately are abused if they come right away and tell a parent or a teacher or, you know, even trained teachers what to look out for in a child that's changed, that's been abused, because, mm-hmm. you know, the child does change. This is my case. I changed. I wouldn't, you know, I shook a lot. I wouldn't take showers, and my mother realized that and you know, and got it out of me. So it's important to get education into schools and public and private about how important it is, you know, to teach children. You know, if they're touched by a family member, it's not okay. It's not okay. You know, it isn't normal. Because in a lot of families, a child thinks it's normal. Then, you know, 30 years down the road, they realize, oh, my God, you know, that wasn't normal. And meanwhile, the predator's gotten away with it for all these years. So there's other things to do, and I'll be doing, you know, working on those, you know, those issues in the upcoming upcoming months.
So you'll still be a face in Albany?
Yes. You know, I feel it's important to continue my activism. And, you know, what happened here is really, forming the Fighting for Children PAC and using the mechanisms of democracy, the election system, going in and targeting senators who didn't want to, you know, support the Child Victims Act, and, you know, taking the issue to the voters and letting the voters decide. You know, it's very unique and very revolutionary, and, you know, it's an issue that hasn't been out up in the public, in the front of the public for, you know, people don't like to talk about child sexual abuse. But, you know, with awareness and with other factors, the Pennsylvania grand jury report coming out and Nassar, people are more and more aware of the amount of abuse and the impact that it's had on children and adults. And so we have to continue that awareness and bring even, you know, better prevention in the future in the state, and to make the Child Victims Act a stronger law. That it's a good start, and we're happy, and we're all celebrating. You know, it's a big victory. If you remember, the bill was fought for years by, you know, special interests, large insurance companies, church, Boy Scouts, a lot of powerful interest groups were against it, and you know, we beat them. When we beat them on the political battlefield in the trenches, and so it's an example of how you can you know, if you're committed to something and you, the people, you can go out still in this system we have, and fight for what you believe in, and make people aware that their senators are not going to Albany and supporting children. And so, you know, it's a big victory for victims. Every victim in the state, I hope, feels some comfort, some joy, and some hope with this.
So all of the people who are able to have their day in court, who have not met or contacted you before, how could they reach out to you, Gary?
They can. My email is capital G, and then Greenberg, my last name, GREENBERG, 21@AOL.com, and then my I have a website, www.protectnewyorkkids, you know, one word, protectnewyorkkids, .org. And we'll have information up there. I'm putting together a list of lawyers, and so they can contact me that way. Be glad to talk to anyone, and we're going to, like I said, we're going to continue to fight. So, you know, every victim in New York State will have justice. They have justice now, but I'd like to see that fund be made available to victims of the past, and to toughen up the statute of limitations law and get education in our schools. I think that's so important.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you so much. Thanks for all your hard work. And We'll talk again as this legislative session evolves. So
great,
you have
Cynthia,
been listening.
Thank you for all your efforts.
Thank you. You've been listening to Gary Greenberg. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Gary, thank you, and thank you,
thank
everybody,
you
for listening. Have a great day.
You too. Now, thank you.